The story of Spartacus, the gladiator turned rebel, has been very famous throughout history, the last 2,000 years of history. And when I was growing up, there was a very famous movie, Spartacus, starring Kirk Douglas. And I know that they've made many remakes over the last 15 or 20 years. They are much more bloody than the original Spartacus in 1960, I can guarantee you that. But during that movie, there is one of the great scenes, one of the most historic scenes in the history of filmmaking. At the end of the film, when Spartacus's army has been defeated one last time, and they are all sitting on the mountainside waiting to be taken captive, the Roman soldiers come up and they demand that Spartacus come forward. And after a few moments, Spartacus stands up and says, "I am Spartacus." A few moments later, another person stands up on the mountain and says, "I am Spartacus." And that continues on and on again until all of the gladiators turned rebels, all who had been following Spartacus, had stood up and said, "I am Spartacus." Now, they hadn't magically been turned into Spartacus, but in that statement, what they were saying is, "I am following him. I believe in the goals that he has laid forth for us. I am willing to follow him to death." In our second reading today, St. Paul, writing to the Colossians, is asking a question: what does it mean to be a Christian? And how do we tell and signify ourselves as Christians in the world? Because the argument was, do we have to do all the things that the Jews do and follow Jesus, and then are we Christian? Or is there something more, or is there something deeper that we do rather than just follow the law? And St. Paul, going back to baptism, reminds us, as he reminds those who read that letter many, many thousands of years ago, that there is an eternal change, an internal change, that occurs when we choose to follow Jesus. Because like those gladiators repeating that phrase, "I am Spartacus," we repeat the phrase, "I am Christ-like." Because that is what Jesus invites us to do as his disciples, to become like him, to be more like him, to do the things he did, to say the things that he said, to act and to pray and to obey as he did, so that we can say, "I am Christ-like," doesn't mean that we are not, we lose all our imperfections. No, we still have those. And yet, we are called to follow Jesus in that way in which he taught us. We're willing to say, "I am like him in my life and how I live my life and what I do in my life." It is saying, "I am Christ-like when I am compassionate to my brothers and sisters who are in need of compassion. I am Christ-like when I choose to forgive a hurt caused to me and not seek revenge or retribution. I am Christ-like when I choose to give of myself to those who are in need, suffering great sadness. Those works, those spiritual and corporal works of mercy that we have been praying and talking about this year. I am Christ-like when I choose to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give drink to the thirsty. I am Christ-like when I when I choose to proclaim the truth of God, His presence in the world now, even though I know that people are going to laugh and make fun of me and say, oh, you believe in that old-fashioned junk. I am Christ-like when I choose to be the person God created me to be, living a life of holiness, a life of happiness, a life of joy in the gospel. And I'm Christ-like when I choose to obey the commands of my Father in heaven, when I choose to learn and to hear His voice within my heart. Because when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, this wasn't something odd. Every master teacher within the world, even in the Jewish community of Jesus' time, because we know that they asked John the Baptist the same question, teach us how to pray. We want to be more like you. So when you pray, we want to follow that example. Because we can only imagine what it must have been like to watch Jesus go into prayer with His Heavenly Father, to begin to speak in that language of love and blessing. And so Jesus gives us that gift that He shares with His Father. Father, hallowed be Your name. And I know the prayer within Luke's gospel is different than the one we say today and now. We do Matthew's. But they have the same essential elements, where we recognize that gift of love that God has given to us, that gift of life, that gift of blessing, where we recognize that we are called to lift our voices in prayer, asking God to come to us, to hear us as we plead and seek His guidance in our lives. We lift our voice in thanksgiving. We lift our voice in supplication. We lift our voice in the blessing that we are and that we have received, as we choose to be Christ-like. I am Christ-like when I enter into prayer with my Father in heaven, and I allow His voice to become my voice, where I allow His will to become my will, where I allow His mercy to become my mercy, my help, my hope, my joy. And so as we come to this altar each week to receive Jesus in the body and blood, soul and divinity, the wonder of Jesus in our lives, we pray that ancient prayer where we become what we receive, that we become Christ-like and go forth to love and serve the Lord, to glorify the Lord by our lives, to be at peace in a world that so struggles with that word. And so as we continue to celebrate, as we continue to come to be more Christ-like, we proclaim our hope, we proclaim our joy when we say, Our Father, hear our prayers, come to us, give to us, bless us, as we come to You with our hearts open, with our hands ready to serve, with our lives offered for You.